with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A jury has been selected in Sarah Palin's defamation case against the New York Times.
The process took less than an hour Monday in Manhattan federal court. The one-time Republican vice presidential candidate and Alaska ex-governor gets a second chance to prove the newspaper defamed her with a 2017 editorial falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. Palin says it damaged her reputation and career. The Times says the editorial was inaccurate, but the honest mistake was quickly corrected. The retrial coming as President Trump and others in agreement with his views of news coverage have been aggressive toward media outlets when they believe there has been unjust treatment. Julie Walker, New York.
During a meeting with El Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele, President Trump says Bukele is doing great work in taking violent criminals from America.
What they've done to us at the border should never and can never be forgotten. It's a sin what they did, and you are helping us out, and we appreciate it.
Bukele says they have no basis for the small Central American nation to return one of their citizens who was wrongly deported from the United States last month. Trump administration officials are emphasizing that Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was sent to a notorious gang prison in El Salvador, was a citizen of that country, and the U.S. has no say in his future. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake shook Southern California, swaying lights and rattling cups off shelves, but officials reported no injuries or major damage. Monday morning's earthquake was centered in San Diego County near the mountain town of Julian. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 312 points. This is SRN News. A lot of people are killing themselves in the Netherlands.
Nearly 10,000 Dutch people availed themselves of physician-assisted suicide last year, up 10% from the year before. Hundreds of them were not physically ill, but took their own lives because of some sort of mental issue. Since the Netherlands legalized assisted suicide, its popularity has grown, with pro-life advocates warning that this poses a real danger to disabled people and the elderly, for whom a right to die can easily become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Department of Education ruled that teachers in Branham High School in San Jose discriminated against Jewish students enrolled in the Ethnic Studies program. An investigation revealed the teachers were presenting high schoolers with only Palestinian perspectives in discussion of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition filed a complaint about the lessons, which sparked the state investigation. This is SRN News. Chicago teachers have a new contract.
For the first time in over a decade, Chicago's public school teachers have a new contract without a strike or threat of a walkout. The four-year agreement includes pay hikes, hiring more teachers, and class size limits. While negotiations between the Chicago Teachers Union and the district didn't escalate this time, there was unprecedented turmoil surrounding the unusual year-long talks. The drama included the school superintendent's firing, the entire board resigning, and historic elections that tested the union's power. John Scott reporting.
A federal judge in Vermont who's considering whether he has jurisdiction over the case of a Turkish Tufts University student detained by immigration officials has raised the idea of having her brought back to his court for a hearing. The case concerns Rumeysa Ozturk. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.